At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ooh, we may have a fight in our hands.
What's going on?
With age, Tommy, comes wisdom.
Yeah.
And wisdom is very important with a job like this. But with age, also comes potential decline.
All right.
And not having your wits about you, doing this would also be very, very bad.
You got to be sharp.
A law the state of New York has put into place has two people now suing. Because they claim they are not yet too old to do this very important job. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What at?
The state of New York has a mandatory retirement age for judges.
Okay.
It's true. Once you hit the age of 70 in New York, you are no longer allowed to serve as a judge.
All right.
Now, the reason why is not completely clear. And we'll come back to that in a second. But two people in Wayne County are trying to change that. Judges Rick Healy and Art Williams, which, by the way, are the most I'm over 70 names of all time.
Art. When's that actually you meant an Art or an Arthur?
Art Williams. They say that the rule violates the state's constitution. And for that reason, the pair are suing the state of New York. They argue the Constitution prohibits age-based discrimination, and they claim this is exactly what that is.
So, because it's an elected position, right? So they have to run.
Yeah, you would have to run. Well, so not all judges are elected positions. Some were appointed, but these guys would be, I believe, running for office.
Yeah, I mean, if it's elected, why can't they just run?
All right, so let's talk.
That's what the people want.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The age of political candidates has been a massive topic for the last three presidential elections.
Yeah.
This law takes that issue out of it. But what could be the reason, Tommy, the state decided that 70 was the age where enough was enough for judges? Like, what is it? Well, give me a reason why the state decided this is how we're going to do this.
Well, it's past what they consider retirement. Like, for Social Security, it's like 66 and 10 months.
Okay.
So that goes beyond that.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good number, really.
So, wait, you're okay with 70?
I mean, at some point, you want some fresh blood in there, man. You don't need these old crusties in there. I mean, I don't get that Supreme Court where you get a job till you die.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of blowing up in our faces.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got guys that are like 90 years old doing this job.
Sorry, so your argument, the way to get new voices heard in positions of power.
Well, get the younger people in there.
Okay.
I mean, you know, what skin do you have in the game at 70 years old?
Okay, so that could be a reason the state is doing this. Kim, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, because I would think, like, if you're going, you know, like, potential health reasons or something like that, like are you able to serve? I would think they would put it at more like 75. Like, I would actually think they would make it a little bit older if that was the case.
All right, so let's talk about mental decline. You don't think 70 is an age enough where they should start to worry about mental decline in judges?
I mean,
people are going longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, yeah, they're, no, their bodies are going longer.
But the head, I mean.
Yeah, no, I work with a guy, he's going long. Pope quote. That's a legitimate quote from a man I work with who talks for a living, by the way. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I just, 70, like stopping it at 70 is a strange age for me. I don't know why. Like, I just picture it more like either 65 or 75.
Okay.
70 is kind of in that weird range.
Does a 70-year-old age limit for judges help fight laziness and corruption? Because, Kimmy, you've argued on the show before, the longer someone is around, the more likely.
You get a little lazy.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, are they more...
You get a little too comfortable.
Is someone at that age more susceptible to inappropriate influence?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as long as you hang at a gig, you're going to start cutting some corners and pulling some moves.
All right.
But maybe we just think that because we don't have an important job.
Well, no, but I mean, think of every old guy you've ever worked with, old guy or old gal. I mean, he's not wrong. They're always cutting corners and just, yeah, what am I going to do?
But I just assume it's because it's the job they have. Like, I want to think in my head that somebody that works in that kind of field takes it a little more seriously.
How many judges' arrested stories do we have to do?
And despite all those stories, I still hope for the best.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is an age limit for judges in New York the right thing to do at 70? Because, Tommy, I do think there are valid arguments on both sides.
Right.
Because you get what New York's trying to do here, right? Mm-hmm. Fresh ideas, younger candidates, never a bad idea. This does protect you from someone slowly losing their mind, changing people's lives, because there are judges that will change someone's life, right? Embarrassing the court system. That being said, judge is a job where wisdom and life experience is very important.
To a point.
But this doesn't count for anything?
I think it does, but at 70 years old,
okay,
I think you're out of touch. You're probably... The people that are coming before you, you don't understand.
Okay. It's a fair statement.
Where I think maybe a guy in his 40s, 50s, even 60s would know where that person's coming from more than a rich guy at 70 years old. Because let's face it, most of these are going to be white old men.
Okay, but let's counterpoint that. If I have a 40-year-old judge, right? Is that guy going to understand a 72-year-old guy that's standing in front of him? I mean, you got the same problem. If you go younger, you have the same issue of non-connection to a generation.
Mm.
And look, I'm not arguing against the age limit here. I'm saying I get it. I think this is really tough to figure out because I understand why the state does this. I also understand why these guys are suing to change it because there is value in old. As much as I hate you with every bone in my body, wisdom is value.
But I like these term limits that push these guys out in everything because, you know, eventually I'm looking at, and I mean just in all politics, I mean, I'm looking at some of these guys that I've been watching since I was in high school.
Okay, sure.
Are still like senators and congressmen. I go, Jesus Christ, man, how long do you get to keep this job?
But this wouldn't be term limits. Now, I'm with you.
I'm just saying, like, in all cases, like, at some point, you got to flesh this stuff out.
No, I agree with you. But it is weird because there aren't term limits for judges in New York, right? I've never heard of that before.
I guess not.
Okay. So, like, if you were to make it a term limit, you may be able to stop this. Like,
that's the way I would go.
Okay.
So then, you could have somebody of any age, they just can't serve for too long.
Yeah, but then again, you could have someone run for the first time at 68, serve two or three terms, and they would be in their late 70s by the time it's over. Okay. So maybe there's a compromise.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Two folks from Wayne County, judges, are suing to overturn state law that you're forced out as a judge in New York State when you hit 70 years old. There are two kinds of judges in this state.
All right.
Elected judges.
All right.
We go to the polls for them. Appointed judges who serve for X period of time or until they die.
Okay.
You brought up the will of the people.
Yeah.
Voting. Can you keep the age limit for appointed judges and change the age limit for elected judges?
Oh.
Because I think your argument earlier, if you keep the age limit for elected judges, you are keeping voters from making choices they want.
Yeah, but we do that anyway with, like, the president.
Term limits.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's to limit power.
Right. Well, that's what all of this is all about, right? All these dudes... All these officials have power.
That's a good point. But you know but again, but again, like, but if you, there's no law that says a president can't serve past 70, or else we wouldn't have had a president for the last 16 years.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is hard.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we all like to sit here and make fun of the government.
But you get these crusty old bastards that never leave, and then you find out, like, all this horrible stuff they've been pulling for years because they got, you know, they got comfortable.
You're right, yeah. But we only know about those. You never hear the stories about the judges that serve for 30 years, care about their community, are involved, everybody understands that they are doing their job the right way. Like, those people eventually quietly retire. They're not on the front page of the
news. I just like a fresh set of criminals every 2 to 4 years. Is that too much to ask?
You were going to say something.
I am just thinking, though, of, I guess, working at any job. How many people that you worked with can you think of that you, they came, it came time to retire for them and you were like, oh, no, please don't go.
Good point.
Like, it's pretty rare that you work with somebody who you don't want them to leave. You want them to stick around, you know, like. Because they're that valuable to workplace.
No, but I think we are having two different arguments here. Because I can admit,
yeah,
there are older folks I worked with that were valuable.
Okay.
They just annoyed the hell out of me.
Okay.
Because we did not connect in any way because of the generational gap.
But you think that they were still contributing to that job?
I mean, I work with a lot of lazy people.
I mean, I feel like 30 years is sitting on his ass doing nothing all day, or he's the first one out the door. You need these crusty old bastards?
Well, you want some young punk ass, Gen Alpha, Gen Z judge? You're a Gen Z cut. And then he does like a kickflip.
Just coming on a skateboard.
I feel like this job's a little
weird.
Yeah,
he's a Gen Z guy from 1998.
I feel like this job's a little different in terms of, like, because I don't think, like, we rely as much on you know, other people at our workplace.
Okay.
As maybe you do at, like, because I used to work at a job where everybody used to hide from that older guy when he'd come around.
But Lonsbury still worked.
But I mean, I just remember, like, everybody be like, man, when is this guy going to freaking call it quits? Because he
I
just,
thought you said that about me.
He
she
just,
does. As soon as you leave the room, she lights a little
is this
candle.
It? Is this his last day?
It was
she
almost,
lights a candle?
It was almost like they were giving him busy work just to keep him, like, thinking he was doing the job.
Okay. 252 WCMF, two Wayne County judges are suing the state of New York to try and overturn a law that says the age limit to serve as a judge in New York State is 70. So here's the thing.
What's that?
There are other jobs that have mandatory ages to retire, and they've had them for a while.
Oh.
For example, commercial airline pilots are required to retire at 65.
I like that.
You're okay with that one?
Yeah.
Air traffic controllers are even earlier.
But that might be changing now because we're so short that they're thinking about moving that.
But how about this? Did you know their mandatory retirement age is 56?
Well, the burnout is really high, too.
Sure. But some can get waivers to stay till 61, but 56 is young.
Yeah.
FBI is 57. Federal firefighters are 57. What makes these jobs interesting, however, I think you can argue that every job we just named, commercial airline pilot, air traffic control, FBI, federal firefighter, they all have a direct influence on the safety of individuals
in
the moment, where judges don't have it in the moment.
No.
Like, they can affect your life,
right.
But it's not like you're going to die based on what a judge says or does or doesn't do.
Physically, yeah.
So you're okay with every mandatory retirement age? Sounds for a guy your age, you're turning against the Gray Panthers you love to shout about all the time.
No, but at some point, you know, you're going to run into some problems.
Okay.
I also would like it for summer concerts also. There should be a term and age limit on summer concerts.
Okay, well, then James Taylor won't get to tour anymore.
How old is James? By the way, that's another guy's been around since I was born.
Keep selling out every summer. Bring your babies, bring your blankets, bring your buckets of beer.
How
break into a grin from ear
he's
to
80?
Ear. He's got to be up there. Suddenly, it's perfect.
He's also a guy that's always looked old because he's been bald since he was a kid.
That's the key to going long, is always look. That's why you're still here.
77.
He's 77. You've always looked old and gross. So, like, as you age, it's not as jarring.
I'm the James Taylor of the break.
Nope, not even close.
You invited that.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF at the Break Room Facebook page. Ryan writes us, The reason these old people keep getting elected is old voters always show up. They swing the election.
That is true.
And stack the offices with people like them.
That is true.
Okay, but then can't you also argue if young folks are frustrated by that, why you can go out and vote in the same numbers?
Well, you should.
But I mean,
you don't.
Well, how am I arguing against the age limit and you are arguing for the age limit?
I know.
Look, I mean, I don't disagree that old folks can swing elections, but yeah. If you are frustrated, if you're 20, 30, 40, you can go vote.
Well, y'all should get motivated.
I am going. I go. You don't.
I vote.
You had the mayor in your town, your town, one vote. You couldn't name either of the candidates, and you would have swung the election with your vote, and you didn't vote.
How about if you're going to put an age limit,
yeah.
or age max, I should say, on a job? Once you reach that age, your coworkers get to vote whether or not they want to keep you around.
No, because no one would vote them out.
How do you know?
Look, there's
she wants to vote me out.
There's been a lot of get Tommy out of this room talk this week.
I was talking about you.
Look, there's some dicks I work with. I don't think.
It'd all be anonymous.
I would not have the balls to vote get them out.
Yeah, what happened? There's really? Some guys that used to be around here.
Like if
you wanted them out.
There's
really.
One. There's
if they
one.
Sent
there's
you two. An email.
No, even that other guy, as much as we didn't, you know, we butted heads, I still couldn't.
No.
Throw out the door. I couldn't.
There are plenty of people that I've worked with that I would have no problem clicking yes to in an anonymous.
She cold, man. I'm telling you, she
cold. An anonymous survey.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, right. I don't want to see someone thrown out of something they love to
like they
do.
They reached the limit. They kind of knew it was coming, but like if they decide like, hey, I want to stay.
It's like a death panel.
And your coworkers get to decide whether or not you're still valuable to your job.
You're a monster.
I don't see that as a problem. Because if you're really well-liked and you're good at your job, then they're going to vote to keep you.
No, but there's a difference in what you just said.
What's that?
Well-liked and good at your job.
I think that matters, though.
No, here's why it doesn't. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. The reason that some of these judges that we're talking about continue to get elected over and over and over again, despite the fact that they're not good at their job and maybe losing their faculties, is because they are well-liked, right?
Yeah.
They have some connection with the folks that, pick the candidates. Folks in town recognize their name and see them at, restaurants and sporting events. They go, oh, I like him. It's why we have bad politicians throughout the country.
Yeah.
It's because folks like them. They're not good at their jobs.
Yeah.
Folks like them.
But they're going to get voted in anyways.
But that's the point I'm making. Like, you said if they're well-liked and do their job, they'll get to stay. They can be well-liked and not do their job and still get to stay. Like, no one would vote Tommy out. I mean, as much as he doesn't do anything. People like him for some reason.
Yeah.
So he'd get to stay forever.
Yeah, but
everybody likes Tommy.
But if it makes the workplace a better place.
Well, you're singing your butterfly songs.
Yeah. Mr. Butterwings Fly.
It is weird that the state of New York picked a 70 age limit for judge, but no other elected position.
Because
you can make
so that's when you have direct influence on somebody.
Yeah. I mean, checks and balances and everything. But if you don't, if they're worried about the faculties of a 70-year-old for a judge, what about senator, mayor, governor?
Oh, that's why I like the term limits and the age cutoff. Yeah.
But again, term limit is different than age cutoff.
Yeah, but it's
true.
What was Tom? Yeah. Tom Richards was the mayor before Lovely Warren?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
You're the old guy.
Yeah, but he started, he was in his late 60s when he ran for mayor the first time?
He was a one and done, I thought.
You get what I'm saying. Like, what? Donald Trump didn't run for president until he was in his
70s.
Yeah. No, 60s.
Yeah, no, he was 70 when he ran.
For the first time?
I thought so. Because he's almost 80.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, he was in his early
70s. It's been one run presidents for the last 3 years.
It's hard to know Trump's age because he always wears the same outfit. When you look at Trump over the last 30 years, he sticks with the same suit, so you really don't get any time perspective on it.
Yeah, the style doesn't change.
You have to look at the shade of the color of his face.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very scary day in the Finger Lakes yesterday.
So what happened?
Shut a place down. And the allegations against one man, I mean, they're not new. We've heard of this before. But it may be important to try and figure out why this happened.
Oh.
Because as weird as it sounds, there are reasons these happen that you may understand. Doesn't make it good,
all right,
but it's logical.
Okay.
And reasons that would make these suspects total psychopaths.
Oh, wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Yesterday, the campus of Finger Lakes Community College was evacuated and shut down for the day.
Whole day?
After a bomb threat.
Jesus.
Story on News 8 says around 9 a.m., a student left a classroom and notified campus police that someone had set down a backpack in class and then claimed the backpack had a bomb in it.
God damn.
After the kid went and talked to somebody, yeah. FLCC called the Ontario County Sheriff's Department. They then evacuated the campus. They did what they call a silent evacuation.
There's no alarm?
Yeah, no, they just told everybody to get the heck out.
All right.
The bomb squad from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department came out to deal with it because, according to the story,
yeah,
the Ontario County Sheriff's Department does not have a bomb squad.
Well, maybe because only big cities run into this situation.
But it's, I mean, it's still a county.
You would think,
yeah,
like,
but it's
there's
pretty
still
sprawling.
Somebody ready for that situation.
I just assumed every sheriff's department had a bomb squad.
So who?
Monroe County.
So those guys had to come out.
Yeah,
okay.
They respond.
So maybe they're the bomb squad for the region.
Well, no, I would assume Erie County has a bomb squad.
Oh,
right.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Now, look again. I don't know anything about city planning or law enforcement, but like you know, bombs can explode pretty fast. Dave, get out here as fast as you can!
Well, I always assumed that every town had a SWAT team. Always thought like smaller rural areas don't have a SWAT team because they don't have the money.
Yeah. But I thought the state troopers had a SWAT team.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
All right.
Ah. Kimmy, by the way, did you know why Tommy did stand up so much in Ontario County in the day?
Why is that, Pat?
No bomb squad to stop him. Just bombs all over the place. It would have been funnier had you, when I said Kimmy, had you not answered it.
This was between you two.
Just stabbed my joke in the chest. So it turns out the bomb threat at FLCC yesterday was bogus. The bag was safe, but out of precaution, the campus stayed closed as dogs went through the entire campus to make sure nothing else was dangerous. Mm. They also made an arrest. The person they say made the bomb threat. A 19-year-old student who has been charged with falsely reporting an incident. He was brought to the Ontario County Jail. As far as we know, he is still there this morning.
Yeah.
News 8.
He's going to fall behind.
News 8 says the Ontario County Sheriff's Department also is interviewing folks who know the suspect mm-hmm. as part of the investigation.
Okay.
So, the good news.
What's the good news, Pat?
No one was hurt. False alarm.
Yeah.
School, sheriff's department, school employees, and the students, they're all getting high marks from everybody for the way they handled this. Apparently, according to some folks that are writing us, they had everyone go to CMAQ and hang out.
Oh.
Luckily, James Taylor was there. I bring it to a grin from here. That's why I'm here. But why the bomb threat was made yesterday, I think, matters.
Okay.
And let me be clear.
why this kid pulled a move?
Yes, right off, allegedly pulled a move. And right off the bat, I want to say, no matter the reason, if this 19-year-old kid is guilty, punish him to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
You can't do this, especially with how crazy the world
yeah.
is right now.
Yeah.
With that being said, if this is a bomb threat from someone who is just trying to scare people or make some kind of point, had some bigger agenda,
yeah.
that seems scarier to me mm-hmm. than what the alternative could be.
What do you mean?
The kid didn't want to be in class.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he just wanted to try to get out of something, maybe.
Are there finals going on with colleges right now?
It's got to be. It's the end of the year, right?
May, yep.
Okay.
I actually would think they're almost done.
So was there an exam that kid had yesterday? And I'm asking a serious question.
I mean, that's a valid point.
If you Google it, you will find countless stories of college kids who did not prepare for final exams calling in bomb threats
like
to get
pulling
more time.
The fire alarm type of move, yeah.
Yeah, except bomb.
Yeah, but I'm saying like those moves.
But
there's also a shocking, I'm sorry, Kim, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay.
There's also a shocking amount of college kids who have called in bomb threats to graduation ceremonies because it turns out they didn't graduate, but their family came in to watch them walk and
well,
they didn't tell them.
Weird though, because you can still walk without graduating. You can actually walk anytime you want.
Wait, so I could just go to a college and walk across the state?
Yeah, they don't actually give you, like, they give you your diploma later, so they're just handing you, like, like almost like a fake roll
it's
of
like
paper.
A gift card.
Yeah, like, there are a lot of people that will graduate, because they don't have graduation ceremonies over the summer, so if you still have, like, a few credits you have to wrap up, you can walk the stage and then finish it up later.
I did not know that.
Well, if you Google it, there are kids who apparently did not know that. All right,
yeah.
What I'm getting at is this.
All right.
I can understand logically a 19-year-old kid feeling trapped, making a mistake like this to try and get out of something.
Yeah.
The other one, where you have a point to prove or something is going on in your life or whatever, that feels more dangerous.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, more threatening.
Yeah, when you have stuff like this with no logic, it becomes frightening.
Yeah.
More frightening. And, like, don't get me wrong. I don't want to downplay what happened because we're getting more messages here. There are folks writing us. I don't want to say names. I don't know who's allowed to say. But folks whose spouses worked at FLCC said there were armed police officers with automatic weapons showing up all over the place. Mm-hmm. It got really, really scary.
Well, yeah, I would think, right? They don't know what they're walking into.
Right? Yeah, I get it. Yes. But, like, I mean, again, imagine you went to work that day. You went to school that day.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, please leave.
Yeah.
And as you're leaving, you don't know what's going
on. The troops.
And there's people with semi-automatic weapons walking through the school.
Yeah, they ain't messing.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this bomb threat yesterday at Finger Lakes Community College. A 19-year-old is in custody. They evacuated the campus, shut it down for the day, sent the dogs in. Good news, no bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news for this 19-year-old kid. He's facing charges, obviously. There is a third potential way this went down.
What was that?
If the allegations are true. Like, this kid was making some kind of joke.
It could be.
Or the other kid
gag.
Or the other kid misunderstood a comment, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if that's the case, now, it wouldn't be the person who reported it's fault, right?
Like, right.
Just
better
be cautious, right? But I would feel really bad for the guy that was arrested.
Because I was thinking, it just doesn't make much sense that you would do this and not think it wasn't going to be linked back to you.
Yeah, it's going to F your whole life up.
I mean, it literally came from you to somebody else. Like, they're going to point at you and be like, that's who said it.
This is going to chase you forever.
Yeah, although I am surprised that the only charge you face, or at least he's facing right now, would be falsely reporting an incident. Because, like, that runs a gamut.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was an entire campus evacuated. They brought a bomb squad in from another county.
Well, maybe there's more stuff coming.
Possibly.
You know what I mean?
But, like, let's say in a hypothetical situation. Right. It was just a misheard comment or a joke that didn't land the right way.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, this kid's mugshot's out now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's effed.
Like, I am interested. I really hope
it's just a dumb move that a kid would do.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, look, man, we run our mouths all the time and make stupid jokes.
Yes, we do.
I would think that would prevent you from going to that school again.
I got kicked out of a community college.
I don't know how that would work out for you if you wanted to continue with your education, even anywhere.
I've never heard of anyone being kicked out.
I didn't think you could.
Well, I think a bomb threat would probably.
It would have to be that drastic.
Like, what else could get you thrown out of a community?
Because they take it.
It would have to be.
Anybody can go to a community
related.
College, right?
Well, you have to have a high school or equivalent degree.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Well, again,
I mean, there's no.
You're saying an awful lot of that's it for a man who negotiated his way out
but
of high
school.
But
I could go take a class at MCC.
Yes, you could.
And I got a busted ass 50-year-old South Florida degree.
Yeah, but that's what community colleges are for.
Yeah.
Right? It's inexpensive and it's a.
Anybody, you're all welcome.
Yeah, there's no barrier to entry.
Yeah.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
No, is it? It's a low bar.
Could you imagine?
You couldn't do it. We've talked about this. You couldn't pass a class at MCC.
What? Maybe some class.
I will let you. I will pay for it, and I will let you pick the class. And I am willing to bet all of my salary, all $47 of it, that you cannot pass any class.
I could do some of them classes,
Kimmy. Help me out here, for God's sake.
I don't know about that. Maybe something he would be actually interested in. Maybe he would pay attention.
Do they have a porn class?
Yeah, your mom's in it.
For God's sakes. Yeah, I love how when he makes it, he looks
Room 69, guys.
He looks right at Kimmy like, did I do good? Did I do good?
funny, right?
Kid can't even read. He's going to pass a community college course.
I can read your mama.
Shit, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, she's a quick read.
See, always one step too far.
Could you imagine, let's say finals are going on and you are a kid in this building, in any building, I guess, really, right? Because
they evacuated the entire campus, yeah.
You're in the middle of a test and you're like, oh my God, I don't know anything that's on this test. And then they tell you got to get out. What an effing relief it would have.
But you still
got to
go back and take the test.
But now
I can go flip through my notes real quick and like be...
It was shut down for the day, right? Yeah. So, yeah, you would catch up.
I bet you there were, if finals were going on at that time, there were a few kids that were saved.
I didn't think
about
that.
How are you not prepared for, like, finals at junior
college? Sometimes you get there and you're like, there's a heavy emphasis on something I didn't study as much, and you're screwed.
I'd also be pissed off if it just screws your day up. Like, you got to go back now, like, you got to do something, add an extra day my week.
Let's keep in mind, though, these are a lot of 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids. Yeah. I never had a day of class cancel where I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, but you've got to... But you're at the end of the year where you're dying to, like, get this done, aren't you?
Yeah, you're dying to get it done, but at the same time, like, you get there and you're like, I could have spent maybe a little bit more time reading stuff.
Even if you are prepared, though, like, there's nothing better than a free day.
No, that's true.
Although you were stuck
But you just had to go stand in a parking lot.
You should. I wonder if they at least let them do karaoke. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been like, yeah, guys.
On stage and have some fun.
We all had a scary time, but we got this Toby Keith CD with no words on it. Put a boot in your ass. It is interesting to see over the years the reaction to how bomb threats have changed, because they're not new.
No.
But because of all the terrible things in the news that we see every day now, they do feel more alarming. And I think.
Yeah, nobody's messing around.
I think you could also make the argument if there is one group of people who are going to take something like this the most serious, it's people that are in college right now.
Because,
like, you think about the average kid that was in this classroom.
Yeah.
They've only known a world where school shootings are normal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They've grown up with drills in every school they've been to.
They've seen the videos.
Yes, to try and keep them safe against them. Every airport trip they've ever taken has TSA. They have been screened like crazy for every sporting event or concert they've ever been to. I mean, they've been conditioned, and for a reason, to expect something like this could happen at any time.
Yeah.
And it's easy to look at this story as like just another like no big deal weird event. But it's also hard, the ages we are, to put yourself in the mind of someone that's been told since they were born that this thing can happen.
Oh,
feels more real to them. Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know what that feels like.
It must be they're normal.
But it wasn't normal enough where the kid ignored it.
No, true.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because I'll be honest with you, man. Like, if a kid would have said something like that to me when I was that age, I don't know if I would have reacted that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that, but he ain't doing nothing.
It's stupid, but I don't know if I would have reacted
that way. Like, in my day, nobody would react to that.
But, like, I don't know. I guess until seeing this story yesterday, I didn't really think about that. And, like, anyone that has kids now, that's the world they live in.
Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, my God. I don't know if you don't have tickets yet to Highmark Stadium, how people are going to afford this last season at Highmark Stadium. Because now that the schedule is out, folks can start selling tickets on the secondary market. And we have from a very reputable source the most expensive tickets for games in the NFL league-wide.
Mm.
And the Bills show up more than once.
Buckle up, buddy.
You're hanging out in the break
start
room.
Start saving now.
Seriously, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we told you this story this morning. We know the Bills schedule is out.
Yeah.
Five primetime games. Three of them are at home, and you are opening up Sunday Night Football live on NBC versus the Baltimore Ravens. I would like to say it in this time period because we got made fun of so hard. That's why Josh was going to be on the Today Show. That's why opening on NBC. And that's where the story starts.
Mm.
Yesterday, Adam Schefter of ESPN, you
familiar? Yeah.
Put out the list of the five most expensive average ticket prices for NFL games this season.
Damn, and these are actual just single games.
Single game tickets. This is per seat, and these are on the secondary market. So these are people that had tickets and are selling them. Of the top five most expensive games, two of them are in Orchard Park.
Damn.
The Ravens opener we just mentioned.
That makes sense.
Comes in at $4. The average price for a ticket to that game right now is $1,183.
You're kidding.
That is the average price.
That's got to be a record.
Average. Average. You want to guess what the other game is?
Well, probably Kansas City.
Nope. Kimmy? Nope, you're done. You have lost. Good day, sir.
It's got to be another primetime game. So, is it the Patriots?
You guys are going to feel so dumb.
The Eagles game?
The other game that is on the most expensive ticket list for the Bills.
What was that?
The last game of the season. Mm. Bills versus Jets.
You don't even know what time it is yet.
Yeah, or day. It could be Saturday, Sunday, Thursday.
But it's not the last. Because if they make the playoffs, it's not the last game ever.
But it's potentially the last game.
No, I think I'm with Tommy on this one. So the average price for Bills-Jets last regular season game at Highmark is $1,169 on the secondary market. The thought you just had.
It's not going to be if they make the playoffs.
Knocking on wood.
Yeah.
Well, unless they made it as a wild card and they're not coming back.
Yeah, that would be the last one.
But no,
yeah.
But that could still have potential coming back if you win
the,
a game.
If you're the seven seed, you win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
No, I'm with you. Like, yeah. If the Bills don't make the playoffs this year, something went seriously, seriously wrong.
All right, yeah. So if they go all the way to the AFC Championship,
mm-hmm.
and it's at home,
mm-hmm.
and it's the last game, and it's potential yep. they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
That would be, by the way, the only way to guarantee their last game was it at Highmark yeah. would be a home AFC Championship game.
That ticket, if the opening's 1,000.
No, opening imagine.
Is over a grand.
Yeah, 1,183.
Yeah. So what's that, 2G?
I don't know. That well, average.
Because you got those two things coming together.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Well, you got to figure, man, right now this it. Season, every single Bills fan that's never been to a game is going to maybe want to try to get in on at least a game
but
this season.
But it ain't worth it at
or people that haven't been in years, like they want to take in like that last, like the pool of people this year that want to get in on a Bills game has to be huge.
Oh, there's something else you're not considering. Because what? You're right. People all across Western New York want to get into that stadium yeah, one yeah. more time to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be a pilgrimage home. We know that Western New Yorkers over the last 20, 30 years have moved to you know certain hot spots.
Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Carolinas, California, Vegas, all that stuff. Mm. Bills fans travel well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those people are going to yeah. make pilgrimages
That's
home.
That's what I mean, all Bills fans. Yeah. yeah.
So it's going to keep driving up the price.
Well, here's the thing. I am going to make a prediction.
All right, what do you got?
Right. If I'm going to be ticket stock broker Pat mm-hmm. Duffy, yeah. take all of my advice with a grain of salt, please. Don't buy those tickets now.
It's not worth it.
It's going to come down.
There's no way it's worth $1,000 to sit in that raggedy stadium on opening day with lousy food.
Well, it's prime time against one of the best teams in the
yeah,
NFL.
I got
who played
it,
an unbelievable game against the Bills last year. You get Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen the last
Is that worth $1,000?
No, I don't think so.
Of course not.
Bro, I can't imagine.
That's what I spend on my season yeah. tickets.
You got to be a sucker. You got to be a super sucker.
Super sucker?
Yeah, you got to be an SS super sucker to be spending $1,000 to watch that game. Go home. Take that $1,000 and put it in your other pocket. You just saved a G.
This is also going to be a season, I'm guessing, where it's going to be the least amount of away fans ever.
Yeah, it's fair. I think it's a fair statement.
You know,
nobody's going to want to
like,
sell.
Like, what away fan is going to purchase
spend?
A ticket yeah. that expensive?
Because I know he's got the bank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ain't got the bank.
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
I'm going to try to get to a game this year.
Are you going to spend
I don't
that
know which
money?
One, but I'm going to probably find a cheaper one to go to.
Look, I mean, there will be cheaper games yeah. to go to. I mean, you look yeah, down the
mid-season,
schedule.
Mid-season, sometimes it falls a little bit.
Although, I mean, like we said today, so the Bills have 9 home games.
Mm.
Only 2 of them are Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to a Sunday 1 o'clock game, which is the best experience for a Bills game, it's New Orleans. September 28th. Yeah, that's going to be a rough game to watch. And it's Tampa Bay, who was a playoff team last year, and you got Baker Mayfield.
All right.
So that's kind
Great
of
actor.
Exciting. But that's it.
Movie star.
And then maybe yeah. the Jets, depending on where a Saturday, Sunday, 1-4-25, right. primetime, Thursday night, whatever. We don't know yet. Right. Last game of the season. Just wait on it. All those primetime tickets are going to be super expensive, too, just because of the primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like early on, like we're loaded up with primetime games, like we said early this morning, in the season. Miami, Thursday night football, week 3. You've got New England, Sunday night football, week 5. And then the Ravens open.
Do you think the Thursday night game is going to, because every time the Bills have a primetime game on a weekday, it always, the whole city of Buffalo has to shift around like their schedule.
Yeah, like Orchard Park has to let the kids out of school
yeah.
at
yeah.
by noon. Yeah.
I mean, that's again, I would imagine it has to affect that again this season.
I wonder how many guys and gals, I mean, just for the potential profit of tickets. I mean, do you give up the opportunity to spend as much time in that stadium?
Oh, cash out.
I don't think you understand.
Man. That last day in the stadium doesn't mean squat.
It does. Bro, you know my history. I've been going since I was 4. I was, like, raised in that place.
Take the money.
No, I won't.
Oh.
I won't.
Man, I would cash out so fast.
You can't get that back. It's over. They're going to knock it down. It's never going to be a thing again.
Yeah, I get something nice and new.
I'm going to new.
By the way, I'm going to need that money for nice and new because what's the price of the first game
yeah.
of the new stadium, no matter what? What's that going to cost?
Well, that's the heartbreaking
10G
part.
And they throw it at you.
That's the heartbreaking part of this.
What's
is
that?
We sit here and we go, wow, $1,000 average ticket. That could be what we're looking at now for every game.
Mm-hmm.
With the cost of this new stadium, the PSLs.
Price it out the little guy.
No, I mean, they are.
The little guy's out back.
They are legitimately pricing out the little guy because you're sitting here going, sell your tickets or don't spend the money. That could be what every game costs across the street.
Right.
And that's what, by the way, that's what you've been asking for the last 5 years. New stadium, no big deal. It'll be cool. Well, this is what you wanted. You got it. You just sat here and said, don't spend your money on some stupid like that.
I'm staying home.
Yeah, which is why it was stupid for you to argue for the new stadium.
I want to see a nice new stadium instead of that cruddy old thing.
Okay. I love that cruddy old thing.
It looks like a butt.
A butt?
It does.
Now you know he's on it.
No, it looks like a rectum.
Why would you go to Dr. Buttface McGillicuddy and get your butt surgery?
Everybody else has glitz or tradition. But this is just a
we
pit.
Have that is tradition.
No, I'm talking about like Lambeau. Even the Chiefs stadium looks better than that stadium. And they were built at the same time.
I told you they did an immaculate job of taking care of it, although
but it looks cool.
It does. I went and saw it in person.
It kind of reminds me of Dodger Stadium a little bit.
Okay. I'm done with you in Dodger Stadium. Which by the way is the biggest dump in Major League Baseball,
but it looks
and
cool
you
on
revere
TV.
That place.
I wonder how many guys had a plan of selling their tickets for this season to pay for, or at least help pay for, their tickets for. It's got to be such a, you're doing gymnastics in your head because, yes, you may be missing out on the last season at Highmark Stadium, but the only way to afford the new tickets.
Well, that's what I was saying. I'm
that,
cashing out for the new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you you decide to sell your season and the Bills are good and it's a lot, I mean, like.
Invest in the future, Pat.
You might be able to pay for your PSL. I don't know.
Look at that.
I don't know. But then again, what's the point of being a Bills fan and loving the history if you're not there for the end of it?
Sell the history, baby.
Oh, hey, did you go see Top Gun? How'd it go? I don't know. I left with 15 minutes left. Guy paid me $4 for my ticket. We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF again. Adam Schefter of ESPN has the top five most expensive average tickets for individual games across the NFL this year. The Bills show up twice. Opening night right now, the average price against the Ravens, $1,183 to get in. The other game that showed up, the last game of the season, last regular season game at Highmark, $1,169 average. Chris has got the last word on CMFA. Chris, buddy, how are you?
Morning. You know, what you're not thinking of is the last game of the season, the Bills could have things all wrapped up, so you're spending all that money to watch backups.
Yeah, I mean, I would wait, like I said. Yeah, he's right. You could be spending $1,500 to go watch Mitchell Trubisky hand a ball off for 3.5 quarters. Yeah. So, great talk, Chris. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.